Well, yo, this is Don Juan. Shuan.
Think so.
Can I help you?
Hi, my name is Lily. I'm calling back with Local Splash. Am I speaking with Donald?
This is Donald, yes.
How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Just wanted to give you a call. It looks like you requested to speak with Tanya, I believe who is who you were speaking with before, right?
Yeah, we were negotiating a sale. And then she said she would reach back out to me, but I haven't heard from her.
Yes, I'm sorry. She actually just left the company. That's the reason for my call. That's why I'm calling back. But yes, it looks like you were previously deciding whether to put the account on hold or to continue with the cancellation, right?
Yeah, I believe I was on a pause.
Yes, you were
Correct?
on, yes, the account's on hold exactly until April, it looks like.
Okay,
The end
so
of April.
the question that I had for you guys was, because I see that I get on online, but my website is actually not active.
Gotcha. Yes. So let me see if it's not active, meaning it's not, you can't get any leads through it, right? Can
Well,
you
no,
still
it
see
means
it?
when I click on it says something like not available or something like that.
Reopen it. Yeah.
So
Okay.
my whole website's like shut down. So if you get on Google and then you click on it, it's shut down, whether you go through Yelp or anything or whatever.
Yes, are you
So
re-
what I don't understand is I thought that I paid for my website to be built and it was my ac I had access to it.
No, I'm sorry for the confusion. So, are you re- first of all, let me ask, are you referring to the orange banner at the top of your website that says warning, owner action required?
Yeah,
That's the
that's
law.
it.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah,
But
so that's
everybody sees that.
yes, exactly. Unfortunately, that banner goes on when the accounts are not active or on hold. So if your account's on hold, your website will still be live, but it'll have that banner and you won't be able to get any leads.
Well,
So
what good is a
when,
website if you have a banner on it?
right, exactly. When the account's on hold, everything's just placed on hold and it's no longer a working site. So that we do give our clients the option to continue to just have the website live. It is just $49 a month, but we can, check into maybe lowering that a little bit for you.
Yes, I'm gonna need to have that. I didn't know that it wasn't live. And when I spoke last, I didn't want it all shut down. I wanted the website still. I just didn't want to pay the extra.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, you can always choose and decide what products you want here on your account. So if you wanted to just have the website and, for example, your, local SEO, which is your optimization, then we would just charge you for that or, just your Facebook ads. Were you considering reactivating your other services as well or just your website with
I
us?
don't know, you look at my account and I've been with you guys for years and then I shut it down and then I got back with you guys because on promises again, but nothing really happens here. I
I
mean,
see.
and it doesn't, it's not just Local Splash. That's good. It's all marketing companies that I've dealt with do the same thing. They call me once a month and really didn't do anything. And it's frustrating, you know?
Right, I'm so sorry about that. I
Hey,
do completely understand.
leave it in the street, right there. Sorry.
That's okay. One thing I'm noticing here, Donald, it looks like we previously had access to the Google profile. That is one thing that we would have to optimize to continue with local SEO. I know you haven't had any results yet, but there's always
Know,
options.
my friend, we've been doing SEO and this stuff for 8 years right now, all together. And it's the same conversation and the phone doesn't ring. So I'm just like, I don't know what to do. You guys shut down my website. I need a website at least for people to look at. So I don't mind paying $50, but I'm not going to pay $250 or $350 if the phone's not going to ring. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I
so,
got a
okay.
lot of bills.
Right, no, I understand. And to be clear, Donald, we can always reactivate your website, and of course, it's, Google compliant, it's optimized, we can make what we can, add payment systems and whatnot. But I just want to let you know, when you pay for that, for just the website, you're paying to keep it live and active. So you wouldn't have paid ads, for example, on Facebook, or you wouldn't have the optimization to your Google listing. You'll still have the option to have your call tracking, system. I know it's your cost, but as far as you know, us pushing optimization to get you calls and traffic, it won't be part of the package. So even though it's likely that you will, because your website will be working and active, we're not optimizing. So my suggestion for you would be to either continue with local SEO, which we can offer for $129 a month, and you know, we can very aggressively optimize that, which also includes the cost of the website. Or I would suggest having at least your Facebook ads on. You know, that helps bring in traffic, leads, and your website remains active as well at no extra cost. And that's just $100 a month. But there's always options as far as, you know, actually trying to get you leads and calls versus just paying for the website to be live and active.
Well, right now, I just want the website active.
Okay.
And then, I mean, Tanya told me all about a whole bunch of this stuff. She was going to do this and she was going to do that and this and that. So I was going to give her a chance at it, you know, but then I wound up, you know, I told her I would get back with her. I asked her to reach back out to me and I hadn't heard from her. I hired another company, right, to do work on some of my stuff in regards to this, and they reached out and said my website wasn't active. So that kind of tripped me out. But that company as well, I only hear from them once a month on a 20-minute meeting. And they just kind of show me a couple screens, and then I was like, hey, I'll talk to you next month. Let's schedule the appointment for now. And I ain't got, you know, I'm trying to work with somebody that's actually doing something for me. You know, I've been doing this a long time. I know the deal. And
exactly.
If the phone doesn't ring, I wouldn't even be complaining. If the phone rang, I wouldn't even be tripping about paying. You know what I mean? But if the phone's only ringing from reoccurring customers that I've already worked for that are my own customers throughout the years, they're not new customers reaching out to me from the website or SEO or any of that stuff, then it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I would agree.
Trying to build the company up and put more people to work, but I can't put people to work if the phone ain't ringing.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I don't even see your placement on the first page of Google. It looks like we lost access to the Google listing back in January. So of course we would need access to reoptimize that, but there's always options, Donald. Google's always, adding more and more tools for us to use to be able to bring, traffic in return. Right now we're creating flyers, we're increasing the post frequency. I'd be more than happy to help you, you know, moving forward. If you'd like me to be your account manager, I can do that and follow up with you, and not just a monthly revisit, but have a plan to actually make it work and have it be profitable and bring in new leads. So
okay, well, here's my dilemma. I signed up with these guys in January when I stopped access with you guys. Okay. I was told the gentleman that reached out to me and sold me all of his stuff he was going to do for a specific price. I said, you know what? I'll give it a chance. But you know what I mean? But you got 3 months if the phone don't ring. I'm in March right now. The phone hasn't rang one time. And I tried to shut down, you know, the account. And they're trying to say that I did a DocuSign that said that I was in a contract with them for 12 months. I reached out to them and I said, well, if that's the case, I'm going to have to hear the recording with the gentleman that I spoke with, because he never mentioned anything about having a 1-year contract. I explained to him that I would give him 3 months, and now you're telling me this. So can you please reach back out to me in regards to that conversation? Oh, we have it recorded. Well, I haven't heard from him yet, and that was about 3 weeks ago. So I would like to shut them down and then reactivate you guys and see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I'll be more than happy to help you with your account. We'll make sure to have a strategy and a plan to actually help bring in traffic and improve your placement, because it does need to come up quite a bit on the first page. But in the meantime, if you'd like us to just continue with hosting the website, we can do that for you. It's really just a matter of what you prefer. I'm not sure if you want to do that now or in April. It'll be entirely up to you.
Right now, I want to just turn on the website. I have to go to the bank and shut down one of my cards that I pay all my business bills with, and then go through all the drama of resetting it up to all the people that I got on auto pay. because I'm not paying them no year contract. They can't call me back with the recording, you know.
Yeah.
And I shut them down, which I can shut them down.
Absolutely.
Then I'll start you back up, but I need a couple of days to do that. But today, I just want to turn it back on right now.
Okay. No problem.
Do you have access to everything, or what do you need from me?
Well, to charge you the $49, we just need to confirm that the card we have on file is correct. I have a Visa ending in 8033. Should we add a new card?
That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Just give me a second. I'm going to go open it up and look at it. But, I mean, I've never changed it. That's my business card.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
What is this SEO and SEO stuff? I mean, what is that? Just little keyword things or something you guys monitor on the... On the computer, right?
So SEO is a search engine optimization. What we do is we optimize your Google profile and we use keyword optimization on the back end here to improve your visibility. So we have to always optimize with keywords, and then on the Google profile you'll see things visible like posts, flyers, photos, business descriptions. We make sure that we keep them updated and optimized. So it is good because it helps bring in traffic. It helps with visibility. If you wanted to do that, I can offer that for you for just $129 a month. So and it'll include your website. So whenever you want that on, just let me know.
Put that on right now if that's what you're going to do. But, I mean, you got to kind of show me what's happening with that. I mean, and do you think, is that the main thing that I should be doing, or should I be doing working on the Facebook stuff? I tried Facebook ads and all that before, and the only person getting paid is Facebook. You know what I mean?
Well, to be honest with you, Donald,
relationships with Yelp, Angie's List, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of them. The only people making money is those guys.
I see. Well, I mean, if you've tried them in the past and they didn't bring in too much, what I would suggest is focusing on local SEO, because that visibility is not limited by the amount of money available in the campaign. Once we get you actually on the first page of Google Maps, it should always just continue to go up and remain there. So I think it's a good place to start. Once we get your visibility where we want it, then, you know, you may want to add Facebook ads or Yelp ads or Google ads. We have all of that available here as well. But I think it's always a good place to start with local SEO. Of course, it is a little bit of an investment because it is going to take optimization and posts and all of that in the first couple of months. But it really shouldn't take longer than that, Donald. And I say that because you have presence with us and with Google already. Even though we lost access to your Google listing and we'll need to regain access and reoptimize, I don't think it should take longer than a couple of months to start really seeing a difference.
Okay, what do I got to do to give you gain re-access?
So you just have to log into your Google profile and add us. I can actually send you an email with information on how to do that, or I'd be more than happy to walk you through it as well. It's a matter of
okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you send me the email and we'll do that.
Okay, no problem.
How late are you working today?
We're here until 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so for the next hour and a half.
All right. Well, can you give me 1 second?
Yeah,
I just
absolutely.
Ask this guy a question.
Of course. Take your time.
You got to charge the stuff up or what? Yeah, I can do it. Because I need to get on the computer real quick for a couple of minutes. Are you ready to go?
No,
you want to write right now or you got a few minutes? All right. Okay, you can send me that email and I'll turn on my computer.
Okay, no problem. Just a second here. Okay, I did just send that out, and let me just confirm that I sent it to the correct email address. I have dmorales6868@msn.com.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Do you have a Gmail address, or is that the only email address you have?
I have one. Hold on.
Of course.
I had a Gmail that was created, I believe. I'm not a computer guy, just so you know. Okay?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I understand.
I build the houses. I'm actually the guy that builds houses.
Yeah.
And I'm not quick at computers.
No worries.
I think I would be by now. I've done 1,000 estimates, but still learning QuickBooks.
No worries.
Let me get this guy on. I have a Gmail. I have to look up into my notes.
Okay.
You see what that is? Just 1 second. I do have
sure.
A notebook right here that will tell me. So bear with me because a lot of people get upset with me.
No, don't worry. Take your time.
Business email is affordablehomeimprovements@gmail.com.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so right now with the email that I sent you, it's going to guide you to log into your Google profile. Usually you use the email address that you have for Gmail. I'm not sure if that was the case with you. I'm not sure if you recall, but it'll ask you to log into your Google profile. You just let me know if you got that email.
I'm still trying to get my computer on.
No worries. Oh yeah, it's okay. No, take your time. Actually, do you mind if I place you in a very brief hold? I'll be back in about 30 seconds here. That'll be okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. Yes, that's good. I'm gonna need 30 seconds.
Okay, no problem. Just a moment. Thank you.
What are you laughing at? Got her all stressed out. I think the keyboard's dead.
Yeah.
Larry, I got charges in here. How do I check my Gmail? Leah, where do you go for Gmail?
In the server.
Oh, you just type it in?
Yeah.
All right. I have a business account and I don't even use it. Gmail account.
Okay, thank you so much for your patience. I'm back now.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I got my Gmail inbox.
Okay.
So Apex Media was the company that I hired, a girl named Sarah.
Okay.
Did you send me something to that email address, to the Gmail?
The email I sent you was sent to dmorales6868@msn.com. Did you want me to resend it to your Gmail address?
I think I need to start using that account all the time. I need to get familiar with that, go using that one, because this is mostly a this isn't a business account right here, but I have too many emails going to this account that you just sent it to.
Oh, okay.
And I would like to try to separate my business from my personal.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm
glad you agree with me because all my daughters and my ex-wife, they don't.
Oh. No worries. No worries at all. I would suggest that we use the email address that you use for your Google listing. Do you, by any chance, know what email address you use to
call? Oh, there another one? Oh my gosh, Google list. It's confusing.
No worries.
So what is that? I mean, I probably have one. What is that? Would I look it up?
Yes. To get there, let me go ahead and just send you a link. All you'll have to do is just click on it and it should take you to your Google profile if you have one with the Google, with the Gmail address on your device. Okay.
Hang on
here. Can I send that to you in a text message? Is that okay to this number ending in 8600?
Yeah, but how do I get it running on my computer?
Oh, you, okay. Did you want me to send it to you? Actually, I can send it to you again in an email. What's the good email address to send it to you?
How about dmorales6868@msn.com?
Oh, yeah, I already sent it there. That's the email that I just sent you. It has that same link. So you'll just want to open up that email. It's titled Important. Please add us to your Google Business Profile.
Okay, there you are. Client dashboard. Mm-hmm.
Below that?
Yes.
Yes, sorry, option B, it says right under number one, it should be in blue. It says business.google.com/locations.
Suspended, you know. It's been a while since I've been suspended, but
if
I go to manage profile.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so if you clicked on that link and it took you to your listing, let me see, just a second. Go ahead and click on the listing, and right next to where it says your business on Google, you should see a little button with three dots. Do you see that by any chance?
Three dots.
Yeah, or anywhere near your business, where it says your business on Google or near the business name, there should be a button with three little dots, one right on top of the other.
I don't see it. I see manage profile.
Go ahead and click on manage profile and let me know what you see.
Okay, it's taking me to your business is not visible to customers.
Okay, perfect. On the right-hand side of that, do you happen to see a button with three little dots?
I do now, yes.
Okay, perfect. If you click on that, you should see a little drop-down menu that pops up, and the first option is business profile settings. Do you see
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah,
okay.
I got it.
Perfect. So you'll click on that, and now it's going to take you to the business profile settings page. The first option it gives you is people and access. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. I see it. Got it.
Okay, perfect. So you'll click on that again, and then you should see a little icon of a little man with the plus sign to add a user. Do you see that as well?
I do. It says add, yes.
Okay. Now you'll click on that, and it's going to ask you to enter an email address. But I'm going to go ahead and you're actually going to enter the number on that email. I can read it off to you if you'd like.
I would like that.
Okay, I'll go ahead and read it off to you. Once you enter the last digit, you'll see a little box come up that says local/listings. So that's what you're going to click on, okay?
Okay, yes.
All right. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. It's going to be 5525, 5462. 00.
Local/listings.
Yes. So you'll click on that.
Mhm.
Yes. All right. And then the access, the level of access that we need below that is just manager. So you'll just select manager and then click add.
Okay. There you go. You have access.
Perfect. Now let me just go ahead and confirm that we did get your invitation. Just a second. Affordable home improvements. Perfect. All right. So that's all we needed, Donald. We're going to go ahead and accept the invitation, and we'll start that optimization for you right away. We really just have to collect the $129 now at this point, and we'll get your website up and the optimization started immediately for you.
That sounds really good. So can you explain to me what you're going to be working on? I'm paying $100. Is this recorded? This is all recorded?
Yeah. Don't worry. Everything is fully recorded. Mm-hmm.
Okay, everything's fully recorded, so I'm not on a contract with you, right?
No, there's no contract. The only thing that we ask is if you ever need to cancel is that you let us know 3 days before your billing date.
Well, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
And so what exactly are you going to be doing for me?
So we're going to be optimizing your Google profile. Before I go into that, Donald, I just want to mention, we do have new accounts that now require a contract. So I just want to let you know, if you ever happen to talk to a representative who says you have to pay like a termination fee or anything, please don't be alarmed. There will be a clear note on your account saying you're excluded because you have already had an account with us before. So that's just change to new accounts. Okay?
Yes, I think I started with you guys in 2018.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. So your account is excluded from that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And yeah, so we're going to be optimizing your Google profile. So that means we'll be doing things like keyword optimization. We'll be creating posts on your Google profile. We'll be creating flyers. I'm not sure if you also need business cards, but if you do need business cards, we can offer that for you free of cost as well.
Well, you make business cards now and send them to us?
Yeah. Well, it's actually a digital copy. We create the business card and we send you an email with the digital copy, and it's just up to you to have them printed. But yes, we make them very nice and professional ones.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. And then, so we'll be doing optimization on the Google profile, and then we'll reactivate the website and reoptimize that as well. So we would expect, calls to come in and then leads to come in through your website as well.
Okay. Will you guys be checking out my website and make sure that it's all good?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We'll be doing, everything will be, done within the next 24 to 48 hours. And that includes reviewing the website, fully optimizing the account, creating posts and setting everything up, to bring you profit.
And what is my monthly charge?
It's $129 a month, so it'll be every 24th of the month.
And how much of that are you making?
I'm just kidding. No, I'm not making any actually, to be completely honest.
I'm not going too far. Okay, I'm good with everything. Let's just get it activated.
Okay,
We're good to go. Also, so the other company had access to the listing. Do they not have access now?
I'm not sure. We have to first accept the invitation and log in. So as soon as our optimization team accepts the invitation and logs in and does, their work, I'll go ahead and check back and follow up with you and let you know who has access. I just can't check right now because we're not in there just yet. But yeah, I'll follow up with you in the next day or two just to go over that in case we need to have them removed or whatnot.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, thank you for your help.
No problem, Donald. And just one quick question here. Do I have your permission to process the $129 today to reactivate?
Oh, now you want the money, huh?
Yeah. No. But it would be due whenever you'd like to reactivate the account.
Yeah, that's fine right now.
Okay, perfect. And then we're still using the...
3033?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right, so we're going to go ahead and process that for you here, Donald, and I'll send you an email confirming that the payment was processed, and please also expect your login credentials to your client dashboard in the next 24 hours or so.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Okay. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.